Now let's move to Poland. And a conservative historian has been elected Poland's new president. Karol Nawrocki won 59.9% of the vote, defeating the liberal mayor of Warsaw, Rafał Trzaskowski. It's a sensational turnaround from the result of the first exit poll published immediately after voting ended that showed Trzaskowski scoring a narrow win. Our East Europe reporter Liam Nolan is in Warsaw. It was quite a turnaround. We had Liam Trzaskowski claiming victory after that first exit poll, but he was wrong.
It was a very tight turnaround indeed. It was so tight that when the first exit polls came out, Trzaskowski's supporters, I was outside the presidential palace last night in Warsaw, and a few hundred people had gathered his supporters. They had let off a loud cheer when the first two exit polls came through, and that was about 9 p.m. local time. But then 2 hours later, a later Ipsos poll was released, and that showed that the tables had turned, and Karol Nawrocki, in fact, had a one point lead, and that's more or less the result that has been declared, that was declared this morning just before 5:30 a.m. by the Electoral Commission here in Poland. So a very tight turnaround, and it was always a tight race from the months of Nawrocki had managed to close the gap on Trzaskowski, increasingly so over the last two weeks, and the polls just before the election on Friday showed that the two were neck and neck.
Tell us a little bit about the new president. Tell us about Karol Nawrocki.
Well, he's a 42-year-old historian. He's from Gdansk in the north, the city in the north of Poland. He grew up in a block of flats in Gdansk. I mean, he would say himself, and he has done on the campaign trail, that he comes from a humble background. I think that's something that went down very well with a lot of conservative voters and voters in small town Poland. He was a boxer in his youth. He worked as a bouncer when he was in university. Then he worked his way worked his way up to doing a PhD in history. He went on to become the director of the Museum of the Second World War in Gdansk. And for the last 4 years, he's been the head of the National Institute of Remembrance, which is a state body that looks after official Polish history, official Polish historical policies. On Ukraine, he is supportive of military aid for Ukraine, though he opposes Ukraine's membership of NATO. He is a social conservative, I would say, by all measures. He would not be in favour of liberalising Poland's strict abortion laws, nor has he hinted that he would be in favour of signing legislation to introduce civil union for same-sex couples. He's also a fan of Donald Trump. He met Donald Trump last month in the Oval Office briefly, and according to Nawrocki, Donald Trump told him that he would win the election, and he has done that by the thinnest of margins.
Will he be a thorn in the side of the Donald Tusk government? How much difficulty can he place in their way?
I think he will become a challenging opponent for the government, just as the current president Andrzej Duda has been for the last 18 months. I mean, Andrzej Duda, who's a conservative and an ally of the Nationalist Law and Justice Party, he has vetoed or deferred 24 bills over the last 18 months. It's more than very likely that Karol Nawrocki will adopt the same type of policies. He clashes on a number of issues with the current government. So that poses a problem for Donald Tusk's government, because they promised a lot of sweeping progressive changes when they were elected 18 months ago. And it's going to become much more difficult for his government, the coalition government, to put through that legislation now, even if it's passed by Parliament. In Poland, any bills that are passed by Parliament need a 60% majority to overturn the president's veto. And the current coalition government, it lacks that numbers. It's some way short of that 60% quota to overturn the president's veto.
All right, Liam, thank you for bringing us that story this morning. That's our Eastern Europe reporter, Liam Nolan, in Warsaw.